Success doesn't come to the person who moves the fastest. It comes to the one who stays calm when it matters the most. Think about it. How many times have you made a bad decision just because you were angry, stressed, or in a rush? How many situations got worse because you reacted too fast? That's the real problem. It's not about not knowing what to do. It's about losing control when things get tough. In real life, people who stay calm think better, speak better, and choose better. They don't waste energy, proving a point. They don't break down when life gets heavy. They keep their mind steady. And because of that, they keep moving forward while others fall apart. This audiobook is not just about staying calm. It's about using calm to win, to grow, to lead. If you've been feeling stuck, easily triggered, or overwhelmed, this message will help you take back control. Starting from the inside, Chapter 1. Slow down your thoughts and take control today. You know, one of the most important lessons I ever learned, one that completely changed the way I approached life and business, was learning how to slow down my thoughts. Because you can't think straight when your mind is racing. You can't make wise decisions when your emotions are all over the place. And you certainly can't become successful if you keep letting stress and worry control your every move. Most people are not failing because they're not smart. They're not failing because they don't have talent. They're failing because they don't know how to slow down. Their mind is in a constant rush. They jump from one thought to the next, one fear to the next, one problem to the next. They never pause, they never breathe, and because of that, they never fully see what's in front of them. They live in reaction mode, and reaction is not leadership. Reaction is not growth. Reaction is not success. Success comes when you slow down enough to see things clearly. When you calm yourself down before responding, when you train your brain to stay centered in the middle of chaos. Because here's the truth. The world is not going to calm down for you. Life will keep throwing things at you. People will keep acting out. Situations will test your nerves. You can't wait for life to be easy before you choose calm. You choose calm now. And by doing so, you gain power. Think about it. When someone speaks to you in a way that's rude or unfair, what do most people do? They snap. They shout. They say something they'll regret. Why? Because their thoughts are moving too fast. They didn't pause to ask, "Is this worth my energy?" They didn't take a moment to control the rush inside. That rush is what breaks your control. That rush is what ruins relationships. That rush is what destroys your ability to succeed. Now imagine you learn to slow down. Imagine you pause, you breathe, you feel that emotion building up, but instead of reacting to it, you sit with it, you observe it, you don't let it control you. That moment, right there, is the beginning of a new life. Because now, you are no longer living on emotional autopilot. You are in control. And control is the foundation of personal power. Let me give it to you straight. Calm is a decision. It's not always easy, but it's always possible. It starts with awareness. You catch yourself thinking too fast, worrying too much, stressing over something that hasn't even happened. And in that moment you say, "Enough. I'm not going to live like this. I'm not going to let this storm in my head decide who I become." You slow it down. You look at the facts. You remove the panic. And now, your next move is wise, not desperate. The person who can stay calm in high-stress situations is the person who leads. That's the person who wins. Why? Because they can think, they can hear, they can make sense of things when others are drowning in their own noise. And I'm telling you, that's rare. Most people are so used to panic that they don't even know what it feels like to be calm anymore. But here's the secret. They can learn. You can learn. Calm isn't a gift, it's a skill. You build it the same way you build anything else, one choice at a time, one situation at a time. The next time something upsets you, you don't have to explode. You don't have to rush into a reaction. You can stop, breathe, think, choose. That's the power most people never tap into. And here's where it gets interesting. When you start slowing your thoughts down, everything changes. When you start slowing your thoughts down, everything changes. You become more focused, more intentional, more clear. You stop wasting energy on things that don't matter. You stop overthinking every word someone said to you. You stop imagining worst-case scenarios all day. Your brain gets quiet, and in that quiet, you begin to rise. You become more productive, not because you're doing more, but because you're doing what matters. You stop multitasking your way into burnout. You stop multitasking your way into burnout. You stop trying to fix every problem at once. You approach each task with presence, and that presence makes you effective. Calm people get more done because they're not fighting their own mind all day. You also build better relationships. Think about it. Who do you want to work with? The person who loses their cool every time something goes wrong, or the person who stays level-headed and figures things out? Who do you trust more, the one who panics or the one who stays steady? Calm earns trust. Calm earns respect. Calm makes people feel safe around you. And in business, in leadership, in family, trust and safety matter more than talent. Now, I'm not saying calm people don't feel anything. No, they feel it all. But they don't let those feelings drive the car. They feel it, they acknowledge it, and then they decide what to do. They don't run away from their emotions, they manage them. That's real strength. You also begin to feel more confident. Why? Because you're not second-guessing everything anymore. You're not stuck in a loop of what-ifs. You're not letting fear take over. You've trained your mind to pause, to slow down. And that pause gives you space. In that space, you hear your own voice, not your fear, not the world, not the noise, your voice. And you begin to trust that voice. You begin to build a relationship with yourself. You become someone you can count on, someone who doesn't fall apart when life gets hard, someone who doesn't need everything to be perfect to move forward. That kind of self-trust is rare, and it starts with slowing down your thoughts. Now, here's a habit I encourage everyone to build. Every morning, before you check your phone, before you get lost in messages and notifications, sit with yourself. 5 minutes. Just five. Close your eyes. Breathe. Notice your thoughts. Notice the pressure. Don't fight it. Just notice it. And then say to yourself, I'm in control today. That's it. That's how you start rewiring your brain for calm. And during your day, when things go sideways, and they will, catch yourself. Notice the speed of your thoughts. Ask yourself, do I need to rush this? Is this really that urgent? Can I take a minute? That one pause might change everything. That one pause might stop you from saying something you'll regret. That one pause might help you see a better solution. That's how leaders are built. Not just by being the loudest in the room, not by always having the answer, but by knowing when to slow down and think. By knowing when to be silent, when to wait, when to observe, when to act. The calm mind is not passive, it's powerful. Because in calm, there's clarity. In calm, there's strength. In calm, there's presence. You start becoming someone people rely on. Someone who doesn't break when pressure rises. Someone who keeps their head clear while everyone else loses theirs. And that's when success starts showing up. Not because you forced it, but because you built yourself to handle it. You became strong enough to carry it. You became stable enough to lead it. And you earned it through discipline, through focus, through staying calm when it was easier to lose control. So today, make the choice. Slow down your thoughts. Take control. Don't let your emotions run your day. Don't let your stress set the tone. Don't let fear make your decisions. Be the calm in the chaos. Be the stillness in the storm. Be the one who leads, not by shouting, not by rushing, but by thinking clearly and acting wisely. Because calm is not weakness, calm is mastery, and once you master your thoughts, you're ready to master your life. Chapter 2. Stay calm when things go wrong and think clearly. Most people don't need advice when everything is going right, when the day feels smooth, when the schedule goes as planned, when people are kind, when business is flowing. Calm is easy. You feel in control because everything around you looks under control. But the moment something breaks, the moment someone says something wrong, the moment your expectations are not met, everything inside you starts to shift. And that's where most people lose their power. Because staying calm when things are calm doesn't require much strength. The real test is when life shakes your plans and dares you to stay grounded. That's the moment where growth begins, not when things go right, but when they go wrong. Not when everything's smooth, but when things fall apart and you decide not to fall apart with them. You make that decision from a place of mental clarity, not emotional panic. That's what separates the people who rise from the ones who stay stuck. Staying calm when things go wrong is one of the greatest signs of maturity, discipline, and strength. It's not about pretending everything is fine. It's about not letting chaos control the way you respond. The world is not going to protect your peace for you. People are going to make mistakes. Projects will fail. Business deals will fall through. Plans will break. And you won't always get a warning. It happens suddenly. And when it does, you either train your mind to think clearly or you let pressure push you into poor decisions. Successful people don't wait for the perfect moment to be calm. They build the habit of staying calm, especially when the moment is far from perfect. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can always control how you respond. That's where your success begins. Not in the event, but in the reaction. When things go wrong, most people make things worse by reacting without thought. They panic. They raise their voice. They shift blame. They start overthinking. And they call it handling the situation. But reacting in panic is not handling anything. It's just passing the pain along. Real handling happens when you step back mentally and ask yourself, what matters most right now? What can I do that actually helps? Calm is not about ignoring the problem. It's about not becoming the problem. When something goes wrong, your first instinct might be to get frustrated. That's normal. But what you do after that is what shapes your future. Will you let frustration turn into action that helps, or will you let it turn into emotional damage? You decide. There are people who carry stress all day, not because the situation is still happening, but because they haven't trained their mind to process it. One problem turns into five, not because the world is against them, but because they never slowed down long enough to ask, how do I want to respond to this? When you choose to think clearly, you stop yourself from reacting in ways that cost you your peace, your relationships, your focus, and sometimes your entire day. The ability to stay calm is a choice you train through repetition. You don't wait until chaos arrives to figure it out. You train when things are small. You train when a little thing goes wrong. You start by not yelling when you could. You pause before sending that angry message. You choose to take a breath before making a call. These small acts of self-control shape the person who can stay composed in larger storms. Clear thinking starts with space, mental space, and you get that by not rushing. Panic pushes you to act fast. Calm teaches you to act right. It's not about speed, it's about direction. Ask yourself, do you want to be fast and lost, or slow and in control? People who panic often move quickly, but they run in circles. Calm people move with direction, because they take time to think. Success is about solving problems, not running from them. And to solve them, you need to understand them. You need a quiet mind, not a loud one. A reactive mind is too full to hear solutions. A calm mind is open. It listens, it learns. It sees what others miss. That's why the calm ones often come out ahead. Not because they had fewer problems, but because they had the ability to stay still and think straight when it mattered. You know this already. The times you regret most are usually the moments when you reacted too quickly. You said something in anger, you made a choice in fear, you acted without clarity. Then later you ask yourself, why did I do that? It's not because you're weak. It's because you didn't slow down. You let the moment control your mind. But that's not who you want to be. You want to be the person who keeps their balance when things go wrong. The person who brings order into messy situations. The person others turn to because you don't add noise. You bring direction. That starts with your ability to keep your emotions steady when life doesn't go your way. And that doesn't mean you never feel anything. It doesn't mean you're cold or disconnected. It means you understand that emotions are signals, not orders. Just because you feel upset doesn't mean you have to act upset. Just because you feel anxious doesn't mean you need to rush. Calm doesn't mean you avoid emotion. It means you process emotion with wisdom. Start practicing this in your daily life. The next time someone is rude to you, notice your first response. Watch your thoughts. Notice the urge to say something sharp back. And then ask yourself, what's the outcome I want from this moment? That one question can shift your entire response, because now you're thinking, not reacting. You're leading yourself. That's what calm does. It puts you back in charge. And this isn't just about handling others. It's about how you treat yourself too. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Stay calm. Think clearly. Ask what you can learn from it. Growth doesn't come from shame. It comes from honest reflection. And reflection only happens when you slow down and make space for it. Clear thinking allows you to plan, to grow, to adjust. When something breaks, you don't need to break with it. You need to adapt. And you can't adapt if you're caught up in emotional chaos. Calm helps you see what options you really have. It helps you protect your mental energy. And when you protect that, you become a better version of yourself in every area, at work, in relationships, in your health, in your confidence. Train yourself to speak calmly when you're under pressure. Train yourself to breathe deeply before responding. Train yourself to ask questions instead of jumping to conclusions. Train yourself to sit in silence when your ego wants to explode. This kind of training is not glamorous. It doesn't look impressive, but it transforms who you are. Because now you're no longer the person who reacts without thinking. You're the person who chooses your response carefully, and that alone changes your path. And don't wait until you're in a crisis to build this mindset. Build it now, when you're in traffic, when the line is too long, when someone interrupts you, when your schedule doesn't go as planned. These are opportunities to build mental muscle, to practice calm, to build the strength to think clearly even when nothing's going your way. Success will not come to people who lose control every time something goes wrong. It comes to those who know how to manage themselves first. Stay calm. Think clearly. Choose wisely. That's how you build a life you're proud of. Because the truth is, calm thinking isn't just about one situation. It's about your entire life. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you treat people. It's how you make decisions. It's how you lead. When things go wrong, and they will, your calm mind will be the reason you keep moving forward while others stay stuck. So the next time things fall apart, remember this. You don't have to. You can stay steady. You can think clearly. And that choice will lead you further than panic ever could. That's how you win, by staying calm when it counts the most. Chapter 3. Train your mind to pause before you respond. Most of the problems people face today don't come from what actually happens to them. The biggest damage usually comes from how they respond, not the situation itself, but the reaction that follows. It's easy to point at circumstances or blame people around you, but if you look closer, you'll see that many regrets, many broken relationships, and many lost opportunities came from one thing: you responded too fast. You didn't pause, you didn't stop to think, you didn't give your mind a moment to understand what was happening. You let the emotion speak before your wisdom had time to catch up. When someone says something that triggers you, your natural instinct is to defend yourself. That's human. When things don't go as planned, your first response is frustration. Again, that's normal, but living life on instinct will not lead you to growth. It will only trap you in cycles of regret and reaction. There's a reason people say things they don't mean. There's a reason people make decisions they later wish they could reverse. The reason is always the same. They didn't pause. They responded the moment the feeling showed up. And that's where the damage happens. If you want to change your life, start by changing that one pattern. Train your mind to pause before you respond. Train it like you would train a muscle, because it won't happen on its own. The pause isn't automatic. The pause is a choice. It's a skill you build through intention and discipline. And once you learn it, you become a different kind of person. More thoughtful, more respected, more in control of your outcomes. You'll notice something powerful the moment you start practicing this. You'll notice how much your first impulse is not always your best one. You'll see that the first thought you have is often emotional, not logical. The first thing you want to say is usually defensive, not constructive. And when you take even a few seconds to wait, you give your brain a chance to reset. You give your better judgment a chance to step in. And this isn't just about controlling your anger or holding back negative words. It's about learning to think at a higher level. Every pause is an opportunity to ask yourself a better question. Is this worth my energy? What is the outcome I really want? If I say this, what will it lead to? Most people never ask those questions. They speak from emotion and fix the damage later. But wise people pause, they think about the result. They respond with intention. When you pause, you also gain perspective. Emotions shrink your world. They make everything feel urgent and personal. But when you take a step back, you often realize it's not as serious as it felt. You realize the person who offended you may be going through something you don't understand. You realize the setback you're upset about might be a redirection to something better. But without the pause, you miss all that. You stay stuck in the shallow surface of reaction. The pause creates space between stimulus and response, and that space is where growth happens. That space is where you show maturity. That space is where you reclaim your power. The world is loud. People move fast. Emotions hit hard. But you don't have to join the noise. You don't have to match the speed. You can stay still. You can slow the moment down. You can lead the situation by leading your own mind first. This level of control brings something else most people are missing. Peace. When you're always reacting, your nervous system stays tense. Your mind is in survival mode. But when you pause before responding, you train your brain to move from panic to clarity. You teach yourself that not every feeling deserves a reaction. You stop carrying the weight of every situation, like it's an emergency. And that shift changes your life. Start practicing with small things. Someone cuts in front of you in traffic. Pause. Don't yell. Don't feed the moment. Just pause. Someone says something disrespectful. Pause. Don't fire back right away. Let your mind settle. You receive unexpected news that disappoints you. Pause. Don't spiral into negativity. Wait. Let the emotion come, and let it pass. Then choose your response. This habit will protect your energy like nothing else. Because when you stop reacting to everything, you stop giving your power away. You start choosing your battles wisely. You stop wasting words on people who won't hear them. You stop putting your focus on things you can't control. And you start using your time, your thoughts, and your voice for what actually matters. There's strength in restraint, there's power in patience, and there's clarity in stillness. You don't need to prove something in every moment. You don't need to defend yourself every time you feel misunderstood. You don't need to answer every question right away. Give yourself permission to take a breath. Give yourself time to think. Give yourself space to rise above the noise. The most successful people are not the ones who always speak the loudest or respond the fastest. They're the ones who know when to wait, when to observe, when to think deeply before acting. They've trained their minds to pause, and that pause gives them a kind of inner authority. Most people never develop. You also become more trusted when you build this habit. People notice when you respond with thought instead of emotion. They feel safer around you. They know you won't overreact or lash out without thinking. That kind of reliability builds influence. It builds leadership. And it opens doors that impulsive behavior will never open. You'll also notice your relationships start to improve. Fewer arguments, less regret, more understanding. Because when you pause, you hear better. You listen more closely. You don't just respond to what someone said. You consider what they meant. You become someone who speaks with purpose, not just emotion. And that kind of presence strengthens every connection in your life. This doesn't mean you suppress how you feel. It doesn't mean you pretend you're not upset. It means you respect yourself enough to respond in a way that builds, not destroys. You let the emotion come. You acknowledge it. You understand where it's coming from. But you don't let it decide your response. Because you're in charge now, not your mood, not your triggers, not your habits. Over time, this one change will raise your confidence. You'll start to trust yourself more, because now you're not being run by emotion. You're not apologizing for things you said in the heat of the moment. You're not constantly wondering if you overreacted. You're building a steady mindset, a solid presence, and that changes how you walk through the world. Train your mind every day. When you feel urgency rising, pause. When you feel the need to defend yourself, when someone tests your patience, pause, not to ignore it, but to control it. Because when you pause, you move from being reactive to being intentional. And intention is what builds strong results. This habit will not be easy at first. You've probably spent years responding without thinking, but that's okay. You start now. You mess up sometimes. You catch yourself a little late. But little by little, you get better. You shorten the gap between stimulus and wisdom. You grow stronger. You become someone who doesn't just survive moments. You master them. And that's the real goal. Not just to avoid mistakes, but to build a mindset that serves you in every area of life. A mindset that knows how to lead emotions instead of being led by them. A mindset that pauses, not out of fear, but out of power. Every time you pause, you're saying something powerful to yourself. I'm not here to lose control. I'm here to choose who I become. And that choice made again and again becomes your character. Train your mind to pause before you respond. Not for others, but for your peace, for your clarity, for your future. Because the life you want is not built by reacting to everything. It's built by responding to the right things, in the right way at the right time. And that begins with a pause. Chapter 4. Handle pressure without losing your self-respect. Pressure is something every person faces. It shows up in moments when you're expected to deliver, when the outcome matters, when eyes are on you, and when time is short. It tests what you believe about yourself. It challenges how you handle discomfort, uncertainty, and responsibility. But there's something most people forget in those moments. They forget who they are. They forget their values. They let pressure force them into words, choices, and behaviors that don't reflect their true character. And once self-respect is lost, it becomes difficult to trust yourself again. You don't earn success by impressing people during calm moments. You earn it by staying solid when the pressure rises. It's not just about what you achieve, it's about who you are while you're achieving it. You can make money and lose yourself. You can win in public and feel small in private. That's what happens when people give in to pressure and abandon their self-respect just to get through the moment. But real growth happens when you decide that no result is worth losing who you are. There will be moments when you're under stress and everything inside you wants to snap. Someone will test your limits. Deadlines will stack up. Life will squeeze you emotionally, mentally, financially. You'll feel the urge to yell, to give up, to walk away from your own standards. But if you do that, you lose something far more important than the outcome. You lose your personal integrity, and that's the foundation of real strength. You don't have to raise your voice to prove a point. You don't have to compromise your values to win. You don't have to fake who you are to be accepted. Pressure may make those things feel necessary, but that's a trap. The people who handle pressure with character are the ones who become leaders. They're the ones others trust, not because they're perfect, but because they stay consistent with what they believe, even when it's hard. Handling pressure doesn't mean pretending you're not affected. It means staying grounded enough to act with intention instead of impulse. It means feeling the weight of the moment, but choosing to respond in a way you'll still respect when the moment is over. Anyone can act out when they're overwhelmed. It takes discipline to stay in control. It takes strength to carry your dignity through difficult situations. In business, in relationships, in personal goals, pressure reveals your habits. If your habit is to rush decisions, to blame others, to lower your standards when the heat is on, that pattern will repeat. But if you train yourself to stay calm, to think clearly, to speak with purpose and not reaction, you build a new kind of identity. One that doesn't crumble under stress, one that earns respect through behavior, not noise. Self-respect is not a feeling you wait for. It's a standard you hold yourself to, even when things feel unfair. Even when you're misunderstood, even when the pressure makes you want to drop your guard. The easy path is to act out. The right path is to pause, center yourself, and ask, how do I want to come out of this? Not just what you want to gain, but who you want to be on the other side of the challenge. There's a calm confidence that comes when you know you didn't lose yourself in a storm, when you know you didn't insult someone just because they insulted you, when you know you didn't lie, cheat, or manipulate just to win. That confidence is priceless. It builds over time. Every time you choose to respond with character under pressure, you strengthen it. Every time you keep your word when it would have been easier not to, you reinforce it. Every time you stay respectful in moments of tension, you grow your identity as someone who can lead without losing themselves. You're not always gonna get it right. There will be days where pressure gets the best of you. You'll say things you regret. You'll wish you stayed more patient. That's okay. Growth isn't about perfection, it's about catching yourself faster, correcting your course, and choosing better the next time. The key is to stay aware of how you're showing up when things get tight. That's where the real transformation happens. The pressure will always try to convince you that now is not the time to think about values. It'll tell you this is an emergency, and you don't have time for reflection, but you do. And the more you practice thinking before reacting, the stronger you become. Pressure doesn't break people, it reveals them. And if you don't like what it reveals, that's your chance to change it. You need to know what you stand for before the pressure comes. If you wait until you're under fire to figure it out, you'll fall into habits that don't serve you. Define your non-negotiables. Set clear boundaries around your behavior. Know the kind of tone you want to use, the level of honesty you won't fall below, the type of discipline you want to keep. These decisions should not be made in the middle of chaos. They should be made ahead of time. Then when pressure hits, you already know how you'll act. Handling pressure is also about being honest with yourself. You don't need to pretend you're not stressed. You don't have to bottle it all up. But you do need to take responsibility for how you act, no matter how strong the pressure feels. That's part of maturity, knowing that life doesn't give you a pass just because you feel overwhelmed. You are still accountable for your behavior, and how you behave under pressure is what people will remember most about you. One of the most powerful things you can do is learn to slow the moment down. Pressure wants you to move fast, talk fast, decide fast, but rushing rarely helps. Slow it down. Step away for a few minutes if you need to. Take a walk. Drink some water. Breathe deeply. Remind yourself that you're allowed to take space before responding. That one decision might save a relationship, a reputation, or a goal. You don't rise by reacting. You rise by responding with wisdom. Wisdom that's built through self-awareness, through commitment to your values, and through a mindset that doesn't sell out for short-term relief. Because giving in to pressure might feel easier in the moment, but you'll pay for it later, in guilt, in broken trust, in missed opportunity. That's not the path you want. You want to walk out of every difficult moment with your head high, knowing you didn't lose yourself to it. You want to look back and say, I stayed true to who I am. That is power. That is strength. That is real success. Not just what you did, but how you did it. No one escapes pressure, but you get to choose how you meet it. You can fight it with panic, or you can face it with purpose. You can give into it, or you can grow through it. And every time you choose growth, you gain something much more valuable than comfort. You gain self-respect, and with self-respect, you can handle anything life throws your way. Every challenge, every demand, every tight situation is a chance to show yourself what you're made of. Not to impress anyone else, but to prove to yourself that you're capable of rising without lowering your standards. That kind of life isn't always easy, but it's worth it. Because in the end, success without self-respect is empty. But success with self-respect, that's the kind of success that lasts. That's the kind that builds legacy. That's the kind that builds a life you don't just survive, but truly respect. Chapter 5. Speak less and observe more in tough moments. Most people feel the need to speak up the moment tension shows up. When things get uncomfortable, they talk. When someone challenges them, they defend. When pressure rises, they explain. When they feel misunderstood, they try to fix it right away with words. But here's the truth. In tough moments, words are rarely your best tool. What makes the biggest difference isn't what you say. It's what you choose to see. And you can't see clearly if you're too busy speaking. There's a time to speak, and there's a time to hold your ground in silence. Real strength shows up when you can control the need to prove yourself and instead observe what's actually happening around you. Most people are reacting to what they think is going on. They're not paying attention to what's real. They're hearing through their emotions, not through their awareness. And because of that, they often say things they can't take back. They make decisions they later regret. They try to fix a moment before they even understand it. Speaking less is not weakness, it's wisdom. It's the ability to resist the urge to jump in too soon. Because when you speak too early, you speak from confusion. When you observe, you give yourself space to understand people, to understand the mood, to read the situation, to think clearly, and that space gives you power. It gives you clarity. And in clarity, you find the right response, not just a fast one. In difficult situations, emotions usually run high. Everyone wants to be heard. Everyone wants to explain. Everyone wants to be right. That's the moment where you step back. You don't need to match the chaos. You don't need to speak louder just to feel seen. If you can stay silent while others are trying to win the moment with words, you begin to rise. Because while they're busy reacting, you're reading everything. The tone, the body language, the tension, the gaps, the patterns. You're gaining insight they're too loud to notice. This kind of calm presence changes everything. It makes people notice you without you needing to fight for attention. It makes your voice more powerful when you do speak. Because now your words come from a place of depth, not reaction. You're no longer just saying what's on your mind. You're speaking from understanding. And people feel that difference. But this isn't just about others, it's about you. The more you talk in tough moments, the less you listen to yourself. You drown out your own inner wisdom. You miss the subtle cues your mind is trying to give you. You ignore your gut instinct. And in doing so, you disconnect from your own awareness. Observation brings you back. It helps you feel the moment without losing yourself in it. It reminds you that you don't have to fix everything with words. In fact, some of the strongest decisions you'll ever make will come from silence. Not from arguing, not from explaining, but from sitting quietly, watching carefully, and allowing the truth of the moment to show itself. Because when you observe more, you see more. And when you see more, you don't fall into traps you used to walk right into. You start noticing what's beneath the surface. You start recognizing when someone is speaking from pain, not disrespect. You notice when the real issue isn't what's being said, but what's being avoided. You pick up on shifts in energy, changes in mood, small signals that most people miss because they're too focused on making their point. And with that awareness, you gain options. You gain choice. You stop reacting blindly, and you start responding intelligently. There's a reason the calmest person in the room often holds the most influence. It's because calm allows you to process what others rush past. It gives you a wider lens. You see the whole picture while they're stuck in the frame, and you develop the patience to wait for the right time to speak. When you do, your words carry weight. Not because you talk a lot, but because people know you speak with purpose. In conflict, speaking less also protects your emotion. It keeps you from saying things just to fill the silence. Most people fear silence. They think it means they're weak or uncertain. But silence, when used with intention, becomes a position of strength. It says, "I don't need to respond to everything. I choose what deserves my energy." That kind of discipline builds presence, and presence builds influence. This habit starts with small changes. When something bothers you, don't say the first thing that comes to mind. Sit with it. Watch it. Ask yourself what the real issue is. When someone challenges you, don't rush to defend. Listen. Pay attention to their emotion. Notice their body language. See the situation before you join it. When your opinion is different, don't force it into the room. Hold it. Weigh it. Wait for the right moment to share it. This doesn't mean you become passive. It means you become strategic. You're not staying quiet out of fear. You're staying quiet out of choice. And that choice gives you a kind of self-respect most people never develop. You no longer feel the need to win every argument. You no longer feel the pressure to always be understood. You know who you are, you know your values. And that inner knowing makes you calm, not defensive. People around you will notice the change. They'll feel your energy shift. You're not flustered like before. You're not easily pulled into debates. You're grounded. You're measured. You're watching. And when you do speak, you make it count. This kind of presence makes people listen differently. It earns respect without noise. You'll also feel more peaceful inside. Because you're no longer giving your energy away so quickly. You're conserving it. You're using it with care. You're no longer wasting time trying to control how people see you. You're focused on understanding the moment. And from that understanding, your actions become more intentional. You start to ask better questions. What's really going on here? What's not being said? Is this person trying to hurt me or are they just hurting? What can I learn from this silence? Those questions come from observation. And they lead to growth. Because you stop living on the surface. You go deeper. And in going deeper, you discover a new kind of strength. This discipline will serve you in every area of life. In your work, you'll become the person who listens carefully, sees patterns, and speaks when it matters. In relationships, you'll bring stability. You won't overreact to every disagreement. You'll understand before you argue. You'll connect before you confront. And in your personal growth, you'll develop a kind of mental stillness that protects your clarity. But it takes practice. It takes catching yourself when you want to speak just to relieve tension. It takes choosing silence when you feel the need to defend. It takes holding back when you want to control the moment with words. And over time it becomes natural. You become more centered, more composed, more wise. You don't need to say everything you think. You don't need to fix every misunderstanding. You don't need to respond to every comment. Learn to sit quietly and watch. Let others rush if they want. You move with purpose. You speak with clarity. You live with intention. That's what it means to speak less and observe more. And in that choice, you build a life that reflects not just reaction, but mastery.
Chapter 6. Keep your focus when people try to distract you. In today's world, distractions are not just around us, they're targeting us. You can be working towards something meaningful, and out of nowhere, someone pulls your attention away. It might be someone who doesn't understand your goals. It might be someone who isn't growing themselves, so they question why you're trying so hard. Or it might be someone who sees your progress and feels uncomfortable with your discipline. People will distract you, not always because they mean to, but because your focus reminds them of their lack of it. And if you're not careful, you'll fall into their pace, into their mindset, into their habits, and lose sight of what you were trying to build. You have to understand this deeply. Not everyone will support your focus. Some people will distract you with their drama, some with gossip, some with laziness, some with negativity, and they won't always do it on purpose, but it still costs you. Every time you give your attention to something that doesn't grow you, you're spending time you never get back. And when you allow yourself to be pulled into conversations, activities or environments that weaken your clarity, you start to drift. The danger is that you don't notice the drift right away. It happens slowly, one distraction at a time, one decision at a time, until one day, you look up and realize you're far off course. You have to build the ability to stay focused even when it's uncomfortable. Even when people don't get it, even when they mock your routine, even when they try to tempt you with things that look fun but cost you your future, Because if you break your own rhythm every time someone wants your attention, you'll never build anything consistent. And consistency is the one thing every successful person protects with everything they've got. It's not that you need to be rude, it's that you need to be clear. When people around you don't take their goals seriously, it's easy to feel like you're being too intense. But you're not, you're doing what's necessary. Most people wait until life gets hard to wish they had focused more. You don't need to wait for regret to take your future seriously. You can choose it now, you can decide that your time matters, your goals matter, your growth matters, and you don't need to explain that to everyone who questions it. The truth is, when you start getting focused, you're going to stand out, you're going to act differently, you're going to say no to things others say yes to, you're going to leave some conversations early, you're going to be quiet when people are wasting time. And that difference will either inspire people or bother them. Some will feel threatened by your focus because it highlights what they're not doing. That's not your responsibility. You're not here to make everyone comfortable. You're here to grow into the person you were meant to become. Distraction doesn't always come from people with bad intentions. Sometimes it comes from people you care about. Friends who want more of your time. Family who doesn't understand why you're changing. People who expect the old version of you to show up. And when you stop playing the same role you used to play, they might react. They might say you've changed. And they're right, you have. That's what growth is. It's not about leaving people behind out of pride. It's about realizing that if you don't manage your focus, you'll keep repeating the same level of life over and over. You have to protect your mind like it's your greatest asset. Because it is. When your mind is scattered, your life is scattered. When your mind is focused, your actions become powerful, and when your actions become powerful, your results follow. That's not magic. That's discipline. That's awareness. That's deciding every day that no one has the right to steer your life, unless they're helping you grow. You're going to have to get comfortable being misunderstood. Because when you say no to distractions, people who live by distraction won't get it. They'll say you're too serious, too distant, too busy. But you're not busy, you're building. There's a big difference. You're not avoiding people, you're aligning your time. You're not trying to be better than anyone, you're just tired of staying the same. And anyone who truly wants to see you win will understand. Staying focused isn't just about saying no to other people, it's about saying yes to yourself. It's about remembering what matters most. It's about setting your priorities and refusing to let temporary things ruin your long-term vision. Every time you give in to a distraction, you're telling yourself, this can wait. But the truth is, your future can't wait. Your discipline can't wait. The life you want is waiting on you to stop being available to everything that takes you away from it. Start by identifying what usually pulls you off track. Is it people who call to complain every day? Is it conversations that go in circles? Is it invitations that eat your time but add nothing to your progress? You can't manage what you don't recognize. Make it clear to yourself where your time leaks. And once you know, set boundaries without guilt. You don't need to announce it, you just need to enforce it. Sometimes the biggest distraction is emotional. You're doing well, and someone says something that bothers you. Instead of staying focused, you start thinking about how to defend yourself. Instead of staying calm, you get pulled into frustration. Don't trade your peace for their attention. Don't lower your focus to meet someone at their chaos. You can acknowledge how you feel and still choose to stay on track. You don't have to attend every conflict you're invited to. Focus is not just about working hard, it's about managing your attention when the world around you is moving in every direction. It's about noticing the pull and choosing not to follow it. It's about recognizing when someone is wasting your energy and being brave enough to step back without guilt. Not because you're cold, but because your focus is sacred. You don't throw it away to please people who wouldn't do the same for you. The truth is, everyone gets distracted. Sometimes, the goal isn't to be perfect, it's to be aware. The quicker you notice the distraction, the quicker you return to your path. The more you train your mind to say, "This doesn't serve my direction," the more powerful your focus becomes. And with enough repetition, you'll start to notice something important. Distractions lose their power when you stop feeding them. People only distract you when your focus is available. If you make it unavailable, they adjust. You don't have to fight them, you just have to show up differently. You show them with your discipline. You show them by keeping your schedule. You show them by being unavailable to the nonsense. Eventually they stop trying, because now they know you're serious. You don't need to cut everyone off, you don't need to isolate yourself. But you do need to be selective. Not everyone deserves your time. Not every voice deserves your attention. Not every invitation deserves your presence. Your focus is too valuable to be handed out like it doesn't matter. And the moment you start treating it with respect, you teach others to do the same. Keep your focus when people try to pull you away. Keep your focus when noise surrounds you. Keep your focus when it feels tempting to take the easy path. Because the success you're building will be the result of the moments you stayed disciplined while others were distracted. And when you look back one day, you'll realize those were the moments that changed everything. Not the big win, not the applause, but the quiet decisions you made when no one was watching to stay on your path. That's how real success is built. One focused step at a time.
Chapter 7. Build strong habits that protect your inner peace. Inner peace doesn't just show up one day and stay with you. It's something you have to earn. It's something you have to protect. And it's something you have to build around every day. People think peace is a feeling that comes and goes, like the weather. But peace is more like a home. You have to build it brick by brick, and those bricks are your habits. The way you live every day either builds your peace or breaks it, and once you understand that, you stop waiting for peace to arrive, you start creating it. Strong habits are what hold you steady when the world is noisy, when life gets busy, when people demand more from you, when your schedule feels full and your mind feels stretched. What keeps you from falling apart is the system you've built for yourself. Not motivation. Not a perfect environment. Not the approval of others. What keeps you centered is what you do consistently, especially when things aren't going smoothly. You need structure to have peace. That might sound opposite to what most people believe. They think peace means having no pressure, no expectations, no rules. But that kind of freedom often leads to chaos. Real peace comes from having a strong rhythm to your day. A set of habits that keep your thoughts clear, your emotions steady, and your mind focused. When you wake up at the same time, when you eat what fuels you, when you move your body, when you take time to think. These are not just health tips. These are decisions that protect your mental state. If you leave your peace up to chance, other people will control how you feel. One rude message can ruin your mood. One delay in traffic can throw off your entire day. One disagreement can drain your energy. But when your habits are strong, those things don't knock you off so easily. You've trained yourself to return to center. You've trained your mind to not respond to everything. You've given yourself tools to handle life without being pulled in every direction. And it starts simple. A strong morning routine isn't about having 10 things to do before 7 a.m. It's about doing what grounds you. Maybe it's a short walk. Maybe it's writing your thoughts. Maybe it's reading something that sharpens your thinking. Whatever it is, you're setting the tone. You're telling your mind, we start from calm, not from chaos, and that one decision creates a shift that affects every hour after that. The same goes for how you end your day. If you scroll your phone until you fall asleep, you're letting noise be the last thing your brain receives. But if you slow down, if you reflect, if you put your mind in a calm state before resting, you wake up with more clarity. The end of the day is where you clean your mind, and when your mind is clear, your peace strengthens. You also protect your peace by controlling your environment. That means being honest about who and what you allow into your space. You can't live in constant tension and expect to feel calm. Look around you. Is your environment clean? Is it quiet? Is it full of unnecessary noise? What you see, what you hear, and who you spend time with, those things either support your peace or steal it. And it's not about being selfish, it's about being wise. You only get one mind, one body, one life. You have every right to protect it. Discipline is one of the strongest protectors of peace. Most people think discipline is about pushing hard and grinding, but true discipline gives you freedom. It gives you mental space. When you follow through on your promises to yourself, your confidence grows. When you stick to your word, your inner voice becomes stronger. You no longer feel guilty or scattered. You don't carry the stress of unfinished tasks or broken goals. You become dependable, not just to others, but to yourself. And that dependability calms you. It's not about having a perfect routine. Life will always shift. Things will change. You'll have setbacks. But your goal is to build anchors, habits you can return to no matter what's going on. When you don't feel motivated, your routine pulls you forward. When you feel tired, your system supports you. When your emotions feel heavy, your discipline reminds you that you're still in charge. And these habits don't have to be huge. Small things make a big difference when done consistently. Drinking enough water, getting sunlight, moving your body, writing your thoughts, taking breaks, saying no to things that drain you, being around people who speak with respect, turning off notifications for an hour. These are not luxuries. They are essential. They are the habits that shape your energy, and your energy is everything. One of the most powerful habits for protecting peace is reflection. Take time every day, even 5 minutes, to sit with your own thoughts. Ask yourself what's working and what's not. Ask what made you feel off today. Ask what helped you stay calm. When you know your patterns, you can adjust. When you understand what disturbs you, you can protect yourself better. Most people are too busy to reflect, and because of that, they repeat stress without knowing why. Strong habits also help you deal with other people better. You're not easily triggered. You don't take things so personally. You're not desperate for attention or validation. You've built a life that feels strong on the inside, so you're not shaken by every opinion. You're not pulled into drama. You're able to listen, to speak clearly, to hold your boundaries, not because you're trying hard, but because your habits have shaped a calm, confident mindset. And that's what this is really about. Not just avoiding stress, but becoming someone who doesn't need external peace to stay grounded. You become the peace. You bring it into every room. You bring it into your work, into your relationships, into your goals. People feel it when they're around you. They feel the steadiness in your tone, the strength in your posture, the clarity in your words. That's the result of strong habits practiced daily. Don't wait until life feels easy to build these habits. Build them now. Build them when you're busy, when you're stressed, when you're tired, because that's when they matter most. Anyone can have a routine when things are perfect, but it's the person who builds structure in chaos who becomes unshakable. And this isn't about control. It's about support. You're not building habits to trap yourself in a rigid schedule. You're building them to support your best self, to remind you that you don't need to rely on motivation, that you don't need to wait for peace to find you. You can create it, shape it, protect it, every single day. So be honest with yourself. What habits are strengthening your peace? Which ones are stealing it? What can you change today that will help you think clearer, feel stronger, and stay grounded? It doesn't take a big shift. It takes small actions done with intention. And when those actions become habits, they become your life. Your peace is not a gift. It's a decision. It's built in the choices you make when no one's watching, in the discipline you show when it would be easier to drift, in the way you care for your mind, your space, your energy. That's where real power lives. That's where calm is built. That's how you protect the most valuable thing you have, your inner peace.
Chapter 8. Choose patience instead of reacting out of anger. Anger feels powerful in the moment. It shows up fast, it takes over your body, it drives your words, and it demands action. But most of the time, the actions it pushes you toward are the ones you'll wish you could take back. Anger wants speed. It wants to fix everything now. It tells you that patience is weakness and silence means losing. But if you've lived long enough, you already know what reacting out of anger really gives you. Problems you didn't have before, relationships that get damaged, words that can't be undone, and consequences that last long after the moment is over. Patience is not passive, it's not silence, it's not fear. Patience is control. It's the ability to feel everything, disappointment, frustration, insult, and still not let it decide what you do next. Patience is a decision you make when you value your peace more than your pride. It's choosing to step back for a moment instead of letting the emotion lead your next move. And it's one of the hardest skills to develop because anger always feels more urgent than wisdom. The truth is, people will test you. Some will say the wrong thing, some will disrespect you, some will act carelessly, and it's natural to feel upset. But reacting to all of it doesn't make you strong, it makes you unstable. If everyone can pull a reaction out of you, you're not in control of yourself. And if you're not in control of yourself, your growth will always be limited by other people's behavior. That's not how you want to live. You want to live in a way where your emotions don't own you. Where your reactions are filtered through clarity and awareness, not through heat and pride. You want to be the kind of person who can face conflict without losing yourself in it, who can feel anger and not become anger, who can hold firm to their values without needing to shout to prove a point. That starts by choosing patience. The moment you feel your emotions starting to rise, most situations don't require a strong response, they require a smart one. And smart responses don't come from quick emotion. They come from a few seconds of space. That space might be 5 seconds of silence. It might be walking away before replying. It might be taking a deep breath and asking yourself what you really want from this moment. In that space, you move from reaction to reflection. You stop reacting to how they acted and start thinking about how you want to show up. Think about this. How many times have you regretted what you said or did while angry? How many moments would have been better if you had paused just a little longer? Anger pushes you to protect your pride, but patience protects your future. And when you protect your future, you build confidence. You start to trust yourself in difficult moments. That trust becomes a form of peace most people never get to feel. Some people think if they don't react, they'll get walked over. That if they don't respond with force, they'll be seen as weak. But that's only true if you believe your strength comes from loudness. Real strength doesn't need to shout. It doesn't need to explode. It's not in your volume. It's in your ability to stay calm and choose what actually serves you. And in many cases, what serves you most is not to escalate, but to de-escalate. To stay in your center, to not give the other person control over your behavior. You are not weak for choosing patience. You are wise. You are strategic. You are forward-thinking. You're not focused on winning an argument. You're focused on protecting your energy, your relationships, your focus, and your peace of mind.
That kind of self-respect will take you further than any angry outburst ever could. Choosing patience also helps you understand yourself better. You start noticing what triggers you, you notice what patterns keep showing up, you become aware of the emotions behind the anger, because anger is rarely just anger. It's often hurt, it's often fear, it's often exhaustion. When you slow down, you get to the root of the feeling, and once you see the root, you can start healing. You can start responding from clarity instead of pain. This kind of awareness takes practice. You don't become patient overnight. You become patient one situation at a time. The next time someone says something that upsets you, catch yourself. Notice what's happening inside your body. Feel your heart rate. Feel the tension. And then decide, I'm not going to let this feeling lead me. That one decision builds emotional discipline. And every time you repeat it, it gets easier to choose calm. You also protect your relationships with patience. Because when you react out of anger, you might win the moment, but lose the connection. Words said in heat leave marks that take time to erase, and sometimes they don't get erased at all. Patience doesn't mean you accept disrespect. It means you express yourself from a place of clarity, not chaos. You say what you mean, not what your anger wants you to say. That difference makes your words stronger, not weaker. You're not responsible for how others act, but you are responsible for how you carry yourself. That responsibility is not a burden. It's a gift. It gives you freedom. Because once you stop needing to react to every situation, you gain time. You gain mental energy. You gain the power to decide how your day feels, instead of letting every disruption control your mood. One of the best things you can do is decide ahead of time who you want to be when tested. Don't wait for the moment to create your identity. Set your standard before you're triggered. I don't raise my voice. I don't say things I don't mean. I don't react out of impulse. Those standards create a boundary for your behavior. And when the moment comes, you remember, I don't break that boundary. Not for anyone. This isn't about being quiet forever. It's about being measured. It's about speaking with awareness, about standing your ground without burning everything around you. That's how leaders handle pressure. That's how people with long-term vision handle conflict. They don't lose the bigger picture just to win a five-second battle. Patience doesn't make the problem disappear, but it gives you the ability to face it without making it worse. It gives you the mental space to choose actions that solve instead of actions that harm. And over time, that way of living builds confidence. It builds maturity. It builds trust with yourself and with others. No one can avoid anger completely. But what you do with that anger determines what kind of life you create. You can let it drive you, or you can learn to pause, breathe, think and act with clarity. You'll still feel the heat, but you won't burn your life down with it. You'll feel the push, but you'll stay steady. And in that steady space, you grow. So the next time you feel anger rising, choose patience, not because it's easy, but because it's right, because it protects what matters, because it honors who you're becoming, because it shows the world that you're not just reacting, you're leading. And the person who can lead themselves is always the person who goes the furthest.
Chapter 9. Make decisions only when your mind feels calm. The decisions you make shape your future. And the state of your mind when you make those decisions matters more than most people realize. You can have all the right information in front of you, but if your mind is clouded, rushed, angry, anxious, or emotionally shaken, chances are high you'll make a choice you won't be proud of later. Clarity is not a bonus. It's a requirement for sound decision-making, and clarity only shows up when the mind is calm. Most of the mistakes people regret didn't come from a lack of knowledge. They came from making a decision at the wrong time, under the wrong emotion, without giving their mind the stillness it needed to see the full picture. A calm mind doesn't panic. A calm mind isn't trying to prove something. A calm mind is not easily influenced by fear or outside pressure. That's why calm is powerful. It gives you a clear lens to look through, instead of one fogged up by temporary emotions. When you're in a state of panic or stress, your body is trying to survive, not think. Your decisions become reaction-based. You feel like you need to do something immediately. You feel like any action is better than no action. That urgency tricks you into thinking speed matters more than direction. But most bad decisions happen in that exact frame of mind, rushed and uncentered. Sometimes the best thing you can do is step away. Not because you're avoiding the situation, but because you understand your own mind. You understand that decisions made from peace are stronger than decisions made from pressure. And when you know that, you stop forcing yourself to figure everything out in one sitting. You allow yourself space. You wait for the right mental environment before making a choice that affects your time, your energy, your relationships, or your future. It's not weakness to delay a decision if you know your judgment is cloudy. It's maturity. It's self-awareness. You have to trust yourself enough to say, I don't need to act on this yet. I need to settle my thoughts first. That one mindset shift can save you years of unnecessary consequences. People often say, trust your gut, but even your gut can get confused when your emotions are running wild. What feels right in a heated moment may feel wrong when your mind returns to balance. Waiting for calm is not about doing nothing. It's about preparing yourself to make a strong move. It's about checking your motives. Are you deciding out of fear? Out of revenge, out of pressure to please someone else, or are you deciding from purpose and vision? Calm reveals your real intentions. It strips away the noise and shows you what truly matters. Without that calm, you're just guessing through emotions that change by the hour. Some people live their entire lives reacting to the urgency of every emotion. They make promises when they're excited. They quit when they're tired. They say harsh things when they're angry. They agree to things when they're afraid of losing someone, and later they wonder why their life feels out of alignment. It's because the decisions weren't rooted in who they are. They were rooted in what they felt in a temporary state of mind. Learning to wait for mental clarity before making a choice is not easy. The world moves fast. People expect quick answers. You might feel like you're falling behind if you don't decide right away, but you're not falling behind. You're being smart. Quick decisions aren't always better decisions. What matters is that the decision matches your long-term values, not your short-term emotion. This mindset applies in every area of life. In relationships, for example, never make a big decision in the middle of a fight. Words spoken in frustration, breakups made in anger, and boundaries drawn out of fear often lead to regret. Instead, pause. Step back, calm down, let your emotions process. Then, with a clear mind, ask yourself what's really best, not just for now but for the future you're building. In your work, don't rush into quitting or taking on more responsibility when your mind is overloaded. Give yourself a moment to breathe, get quiet, go for a walk, put distance between yourself and the pressure. You'll often find that the solution you needed wasn't visible until you created the stillness to see it. Calm is not about stalling. It's about positioning yourself to move forward with wisdom instead of impulse. When you train yourself to do this regularly, something shifts in how you live. You become more deliberate. You're not thrown off by every emotional wave. You don't jump into things just because others expect you to. You build a kind of internal trust. Because you know that your decisions come from reflection, not reaction. And that kind of trust is what gives you confidence in uncertain times. One of the strongest habits you can build is creating space before deciding. That space might be 5 minutes, 5 hours, or even a day, depending on the situation. Use that space to check in with yourself. What's the real issue here? What's pushing me to decide right now? Is this urgency real, or is it emotion tricking? These questions pull you out of the noise and back into intention. You don't have to justify your timing to everyone. People might want answers quickly. They might push for a response, but just because someone else is uncomfortable with your pause, doesn't mean you need to break your process. Protect your clarity. Protect your peace. The people who truly respect you will understand that a thoughtful decision is more valuable than a fast one. Calm is also what helps you think ahead. A decision made in emotion only sees the next 5 minutes. A decision made in clarity sees the next 5 years. That's why your best ideas come when you're calm, not when you're overwhelmed. Calm gives your brain room to breathe. It helps you prioritize what matters and ignore what doesn't. It helps you see people's intentions more clearly. It helps you weigh outcomes with reason, not with panic. You become better at saying no when your mind is calm. You stop overcommitting. You stop making choices to avoid guilt. You stop trying to manage people's expectations at the cost of your own well-being. Calm reminds you that no is a complete sentence. It teaches you that you don't owe anyone access to your time or energy if it doesn't align with what you're building. Calm also brings emotional intelligence. When you're centered, you pick up on what people mean, not just what they say. You notice if someone is acting out of fear or insecurity. You catch patterns. You read the room. That awareness is what sharpens your decision-making even more. It's not just about what you think. It's about how well you understand what's going on around you. And you can't access that level of awareness when your mind is cluttered with noise. This practice will challenge you. There will be moments when your emotions feel louder than your logic, when it seems easier to act now and clean up the mess later. But remind yourself what's at stake. Every decision you make becomes a part of your future, and every future you want starts with a choice made today. Make those choices from calm, not chaos, from reflection, not reaction. When you start doing this consistently, your life begins to shift. Fewer regrets, more clarity, better relationships, stronger self-respect. You'll stop chasing shortcuts and start choosing what actually builds you. You'll let go of the pressure to please and start prioritizing what keeps you steady. You'll stop giving your energy to things that don't match your value, and you'll start becoming someone you trust. Make it your standard. If your mind is not calm, the decision can wait, not because you're avoiding it, but because you're honoring it. You're treating your choices with the weight they deserve. And when you do that long enough, you create a life that reflects intention, not confusion, strength, not reaction, peace, not panic. That's the life worth building. And it begins with one steady, clear, calm decision at a time.
Chapter 10. Let your calm attitude speak louder than words. In a world where everyone is trying to be heard, trying to be right, trying to prove themselves through arguments and noise, there's something powerful about the person who stays calm, the one who doesn't need to raise their voice to be respected, the one who doesn't jump into every argument just to make a point, the one who shows strength, not through words, but through presence. That kind of calm attitude carries more weight than shouting ever could, because real authority isn't loud, it's steady. And in moments of stress, discomfort, or conflict, calm is what people remember most. You don't need to always defend yourself. You don't need to explain your every move. When you're calm, you don't fight for validation. You already know who you are. You know what you're doing. You know your intentions. And that internal confidence quiets the urge to prove something. It allows you to show up with clarity instead of chaos. Calm people don't speak to impress, they speak to express, and sometimes they don't need to speak at all. Their presence says enough. This isn't about being passive or avoiding truth. It's about knowing when your energy is best used. Calm is a filter that helps you decide what deserves your response and what doesn't. It's the line between reacting just to be seen
and choosing silence, because you don't need to be seen to know your value. People who move from peace don't waste words. They use them wisely. They know timing. They know tone. They know that some messages don't need to be said. They need to be shown in how you carry yourself. You might not always get credit for staying calm. You might not get applause. But your calm attitude is not for attention. It's for alignment. It keeps you focused on your path. It keeps you steady in moments where most people would fall into drama, and when others are watching you. Not your words, but your behavior, they'll see the difference. They'll notice how you don't crumble under pressure. They'll feel the control you have over your emotions. That's the impact of calm. It doesn't announce itself, but it's impossible to ignore. There will be times when people misunderstand you, when they judge your silence, when they think your calm means you're weak or unsure. That's their lens, not your truth. You don't need to interrupt their opinion just to correct it. Let your behavior do the talking. Let your consistency make your point. You can tell people who you are with your words, or you can show them with your actions. And in the long run, actions are always louder. A calm attitude isn't something you pretend to have when things are easy. It's something you build through challenge. When someone disrespects you and you stay composed, when plans fall apart and you don't fall with them, when you're tested and you don't let it change your character, that's when calm becomes real. It's easy to talk about emotional control. It's harder to live it when everything around you feels out of place. But that's the work that builds strength. It's not loud. It's not dramatic. But it's life-changing. You begin to realize that you don't need to meet people at their level when they're angry or loud or reactive. You can stay where you are. You can hold your posture. You can breathe and observe and respond when it's time. That doesn't make you cold. It makes you grounded. And grounded people carry influence, not because they say more, but because they say what matters at the right time in the right way. You will start to notice how different your day feels when you lead with calm instead of defensiveness. The tension in your chest is lighter. The weight in your mind is reduced. You're not carrying conversations that went nowhere. You're not replaying what you could have said. You're at peace. Not because everyone agreed with you, but because you didn't betray yourself trying to win a moment that wasn't worth it. You also start seeing more clearly when you're calm. You see what people are really saying underneath their words. You see where they're hurting, where they're reacting, where they're afraid. And because you're not emotionally tangled in their energy, you can respond with understanding instead of resistance. This makes you wiser. It makes your decisions stronger. You're not stuck in defending your emotions. You're leading through your awareness. This calm mindset makes you more effective in every part of life. At work, you're the person people look to when things go wrong. Not because you always have the answer, but because you're not making the problem worse with panic. In relationships, you become a source of stability. You're not fighting just to be right. You're listening. You're choosing when to speak. You're showing that peace is more important than pride. Calm also keeps you connected to your values. When you're not led by emotional storms, you remember what really matters. You make decisions based on principles, not pressure. You choose long-term peace over short-term satisfaction. You don't sacrifice your character just to get a reaction. And because of that, you keep building a life that aligns with who you are, not just how you feel in one moment. This is something you practice every single day. When someone cuts you off, you breathe instead of curse. When someone disrespects you, you pause instead of lash out. When you feel triggered, you observe the feeling instead of become the feeling. Every small decision to choose calm adds to your strength. It doesn't mean you never speak up. It means you choose how and when. instead of letting the moment decide for you. And over time, people start to notice. They start to feel your calm before they hear your words. They begin to trust your presence. You don't have to say, "I'm strong," or "I'm calm," or "I'm focused." They see it, they feel it, and they remember it. Your calm speaks long after the conversation is over. That's the kind of presence that leaves an impression. Let your attitude be your message. Let your energy be your boundary. Let your calm be the thing people remember about you. Not because you were quiet, but because you were in control. Not because you had all the answers, but because you didn't let pressure pull you out of your purpose. You will have moments where the old habits show up, where you want to argue, where you want to defend yourself loudly, where you want to force people to understand. That's human. But in that moment, remind yourself of the power you hold when you stay calm. Remind yourself that peace is not given. It's chosen. And you're choosing it not for them, but for you. You're not here to win every argument. You're here to build a life that reflects who you truly are. And that life is built in how you show up when things get tough. Not with more noise, but with more presence. Not with more talking, but with more understanding. Not with more reaction, but with more calm. That's how you become someone people respect. Not because you demanded it, but because you lived in a way that made it undeniable. You didn't need to say much. You just lived with clarity, with patience, with strength. And the world heard you anyway. Let your calm attitude speak louder than your words. Because that's the kind of message that doesn't fade. That's the kind of message that builds trust. That's the kind of message that leads others without even trying to.